You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
The fact sheets were developed by the Healing Foundation in collaboration with Stolen Generation survivors and peak medical bodies, including the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners. Stolen generations refer to Indigenous people who were subject to race-based policies that saw the widespread removal of children from Indigenous families by federal, state and territory governments between 1910 and the 1970s. Extensive research has shown that the Stolen Generations and other race-based policies had a serious and long-lasting impact on the cultural, physical, mental and spiritual well-being of Indigenous communities. Indigenous Affairs Minister Ken Wyatt, who launched the fact sheets, spoke of his own mother's experience as part of the Stolen Generations.
She talked of two families' orders. She said, I had the family of the mission, and I had the family who were my brothers and sisters, but they were all separated and they didn't come together until after they all turned 20. And when they finally caught up, it was interesting watching them tell each other the stories of their experiences. And what stayed with me is this whole concept that every trauma we experience becomes a photograph within our memories that we never lose.
Recent analysis from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare found there are more than 17,000 Stolen Generation survivors in Australia, and by 2023, all will be aged 50 or older and eligible for aged care. Many survivors experience childhood trauma as a result of their forced removal from family, community, culture and language, and sometimes also as a result of abuse and racism experienced after their removal. Everyday events such as going to the doctor or dentist can trigger the original trauma, particularly if a situation brings back the lack of control survivors experienced when they were taken from their family. Jeff Cooper was one of the many taken from his family. He's also helped put together the resource and says little things can make a big difference.
Things like not making us talk about the stuff that's happened to us if we don't want to, and explaining what you're going to do before you do it so we aren't caught off guard. That's pretty common, I think. I know in my case it used to be when I'd go see a different practitioner. They ask, once I tell them I have heart issues, they ask, does it run in the family? And I say, no, I don't know. And I think the look that we get from some GPs is as if we're dumb or something, and then tell them no. And now I can do it proudly, saying I'm Stolen Generation.
The development of the fact sheets has been guided by Stolen Generation survivors such as Mr. Cooper, who have identified key issues people face when dealing with GPs, dentists and aged care providers. The Healing Foundation Chair, Steve Larkin, said interacting with health professionals can be difficult for survivors, and he says the growing need for aged care for many survivors is presenting other challenges.
Some generation members are saying that they're reluctant to access aged care facilities because it generates a whole lot of traumatic memories. That's where they started life off, in an institution, and going back into one end of their lives is something they just don't want to do, and we can understand that. So it just means that we're going to have to be a bit more innovative around coming up with those solutions around what might be forms of institutional care or aged care facilities that and address the needs or respond to the needs of Stolen Generation members.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.